With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An out-of-control wildfire burning in the Texas Panhandle area has grown to the second largest in state history, covering hundreds of square miles.
It's led to evacuations, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 60 counties. It's part of a complex of fires that's jumped into Oklahoma as well.
It is jumping the road right now, north-south.
Video from KWTV, KOTV in Ellis County, Oklahoma, shows a line of flame and a wall of smoke 180 degrees across a horizon of rolling grassy hills. Fire crews have been battling the blaze and shutting down roads, and local ranchers are rounding up cattle. Officials in Borger, Texas, told residents to be ready to leave. Resident Adriana Hill said it was like a ring of fire around the town with no way out because all four main roads were closed. She said luckily they were saved by a northern wind that blew the fire in the opposite direction. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the longest-serving Senate minority leader is giving up his post. Mitch McConnell says he will step aside this fall.
I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November, and they take the helm next January.
82-year-old says he will stay on until his term ends in 2027. There are calls on social media for McConnell to resign now. The impeachment inquiry into President Biden is moving into its next phase. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says it involves a public hearing, including testimony from the president's son, Hunter. Hunter gave a deposition to lawmakers Wednesday behind closed doors. Comer said that the testimony included claims that contradicted testimony from other witnesses. The Supreme Court will decide whether former President Trump can claim immunity over charges that he questioned the 2020 election results. The hearing will take place the week of April 22nd. It could take months to resolve. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has trips to the Southwest.
The popular evangelist is preaching the gospel in 10 cities in the region, part of his God Loves You Frontera tour. This weekend, he makes stops in Presidio, Texas, and El Paso. Then he's off to Arizona and California. Graham says, quote, "I can't think of another region of the nation that needs hope more than this one. Everyone along the border is overwhelmed. I'm coming to tell everyone about Jesus Christ and how he can make a difference in our lives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Newsom announced an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched Monday with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee. The abortion trafficking bill, sponsored by GOP state lawmakers, would make it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. Anheuser-Busch reaches a tentative contract agreement with the Teamsters Union that avoids a strike at its U.S. plants. The union had threatened to strike the brewer's 12 U.S. plants for the first time since 1976.
The Teamsters Union represents 5,000 Anheuser-Busch workers who brew and package beer and even take care of the company's Clydesdale horses. The tentative contract includes wage increases, job security, and other benefits. Workers are expected to vote on whether to approve the contract next week. After a conservative backlash last year, Beer Marketers Insights says Anheuser-Busch shipments to U.S. wholesalers dropped 13.8%. By comparison, overall U.S. beer shipments were down only 5%. Beer sales in the U.S. have been declining as consumers gravitate towards spirits, hard seltzers, and alcohol-free beverages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.